This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Seven past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of lots of my friends, my pals. Not lots. I got three people who are great broadcasters who are here, and then we have their egos. So maybe we have three people plus their egos. That's six here on display, ready to go through the stories and the people being discussed this week. And they are not necessarily in any order, but because ladies go first in my life, Victoria Keelan is here from the DPB Experience. You are welcome. You deserve to go first. Next up, if we go backwards alphabetically, it would be Rich McFadden, who professes to know it all and tell it all.
Well, about certain things.
Here. Yes, of course. That's why you're here. And then there's the evil one.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know anything, but I'm really evil.
Yes, and that makes...
I know nothing.
That's good content. Right. We like people who don't know much so that we can show them up. You see, that's why Joe's here, actually. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com. By the way, a week from this weekend is the Talkers Convention in New York. Who's going to be there besides me? Victoria, you're going to be there, right?
I will not be there this
year. You're not there.
Ah, no, I have a wedding dress fitting.
What an outrage. Richie's getting
I know.
All right, well, Rich won't be there either because he has the same problem. He's getting a wedding dress.
I have a wedding dress fitting too, right. Yeah. I will not be there.
Right. And because Joe's not coming because he doesn't have any clean underwear. So that would mean I guess I'll be the only one representing this program.
You'll be there with Kara from DJV.
I will, yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. Yep. Okay, so Sports Talk Radio, the story of... what's happening at the end of the NBA season. And I can't believe we're getting in the 1st of June and they're still playing. I say this every year, though. Richie's heard me say this 18 times. Why are we still, you know, every spring or however many years we've been together, 20 years? How many years? Is 20, it 20 years now?
20.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
So I've said the same thing, right? Every spring at this time, it's baseball season. Who needs basketball? Who needs hockey? Anyway, that's number 10. China and the United States with a little naval activity, and I don't mean cleaning the lint out, but perhaps that would be an interesting thing, about as interesting as what they were doing.
Playing You Sank My Battleship.
Yeah, right. Number eight, the redistricting ruling in North Carolina. That's something the Supreme Court is in on, and because they are... the Supreme Court, would you consider that maybe I should ask this question rather than assuming it, of all three of you, that is Joe, Richie, and Victoria, could we agree that the majority of the court now is right of center and you'd expect most of the rulings to come down would be to the right of center? Yes or no? Is that a good assumption to make?
Well, it's 5-4, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, and it's right where it was. 2 years ago, so, I mean, it's kind of where it's always been then.
Right. Okay. So,
but yes,
would you expect...
just a tad of an edge for the right.
So this redistricting ruling, which came down, was something that the state wanted to do supposedly to keep minorities from being able to vote. I never understood this. It escapes me completely. Why can't anybody and everybody... whether you're white or black or whatever your heritage or history, if you're in the South, apparently, you're not able to get a license. Is it still, and even if you can't, is there no other way to get an identification?
So, I'm with you. I never understood this. I can't get a license. And
or some kind of ID, even if it is
a
license.
Racist or some derogatory to not let people vote if they cannot provide their own identification.
Yeah.
I can't.
So how has it gotten this far then? Why is it at this point that we actually have people who think thousands, millions of people?
Politics is all about making the numbers and creating a base and doing whatever you have to do to create that base. So one side says, well, if people have to show identification, that might hurt us in numbers. Let's attack that.
But to your point earlier, Doug, about the balance of the Supreme Court, I mean, to me, this people on the right have said, oh, this is just, you know, the Democrats whining that they didn't win or whatever. But if the now more slightly more conservative Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the liberals who you can say started this argument, then there obviously is some real merit to it. You can't be on the right and say, oh, there's nothing to it. Well, no, a right-leaning Supreme Court agreed that there is something to it.
No, I don't think that's the gist of it. I think that unless I misunderstand it, the state is trying to keep from having to have identification. The Supreme Court says no to it. Am I misunderstanding
the Supreme Court? No, the Supreme Court. Now, this might be a separate ruling, though, but earlier this week, the Supreme Court ruled that the redistricting was unconstitutional, that North Carolina did.
All right, that so they, where was then the...
And that was an advantage.
Yeah, that,
for,
why I get.
Why did they say it was unconstitutional?
I don't know. However they drew the new lines, I guess. I don't know. I didn't read the ruling.
Thing.
I know that's...
Jurisdictional thing. I'm not sure... There was another ruling that involved the showing of ID. So there are two separate rulings, and I think I got one confused with the
other. I think the showing of ID thing wasn't North Carolina. I think that was a different state that they were
South
going
Carolina.
After. Maybe. I thought maybe Texas had something to do with that. But a lot of these southern states have had issues, obviously. I mean, there's...
Yeah. Why is it just the South? Why is there this prejudice in the South? Seriously.
I do not know the answer to that as to why. I don't know.
It's so predictable. I guess that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. It's really strangely predictable.
Yeah.
It's unconstitutional because they were using race and demographics as the basis for the redistricting,
right.
Not because of ID.
Right. So that was a separate.
It's because they
said,
okay, over
issue.
Here you have this group of people, over here you have that group of people. We're going to redistrict based on that, and that's what they struck down as unconstitutional.
Right.
And they're right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to do it because of race or color
right.
or
no,
religion.
Not at all.
Or income. That's another
more
one.
Or income.
Yeah.
Time for us to pause for a moment, 14 past the hour. The overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the week of May 22nd to the 26th is what you're listening to. Let me talk about Superbeats for a moment. Serious. We are very serious about our health on this program. And if you are like we are, you're doing something about it. If you aren't like we are, but you want to be like us when you grow up, perhaps you ought to call 800-655-4183 and get yourself onto the Super Beats program. If you've never heard of it before, here's why. You need amazing energy. This provides you with amazing energy. You need amazing stamina. This provides you with amazing stamina. You need a constant flow of blood to keep your blood pressure down. This provides you with that flow of blood. Blood pressure affected by the width of the arteries, not to get too technical or medicinal, but with Superbeats, you get nitric oxide, the best product. Mother Nature has provided lots of tools to keep us healthy. This is Mother Nature's way of giving us the ability to have smooth blood flowing all the way through our body, so it gets to your muscles when you're working out, to your brain when you're trying to keep that going. The non-GMO beets that are in Superbeats, every single canister of these non-GMO beets from Superbeets has 90 beets in it. And every single spoonful has 3 beets in it. So you add that Superbeets powder to a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something, you drink it, you'll get jitter-free energy immediately. You'll love the taste of Superbeats. You'll love the feel of Superbeats. You'll love the results of Superbeats. So do what we all do here on the program. Have a glass of Superbeats in the morning and maybe again the mid-afternoon to keep yourself rolling. And if you order by calling 800-655-4183 right now, or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a bonus 30-day supply, so you're going to pay for 3 months. You'll get 4 in this deal at 800 554183. Amazing results. Blood pressure where it's supposed to be. It's a yummy way to stay healthy. Get your blood everywhere. Maintain that health that you're so proud of. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden. Check out Joe Crummy's podcast, Evil Thoughts. Just put evil thoughts into your toolbar or whatever it is, your inquisitor. I like that. It's like the search bar I call the inquisitor. How about that? Yeah, you can check it out. Let's see. On the people list, just for the heck of it, we're going to get back to number six this week. Or I'm sorry, number seven is where we'll go next, the situation in Montana. The people on the list, though, let me just anecdotally mention names that have been big in News Talk Radio circles this week. LeBron James, Seth Rich, Sean Hannity, Greg Gianforte, Paul Ryan, James Comey, Michael Flynn, Theresa May, the Pope, Salman Abedi, and Donald Trump. I think it was interesting the attention paid to Sean Hannity this week. He lost a number of advertisers, and I guess it's because he's focused on the death of Sean Rich and accusing the Democrats of bumping him off. I don't know that it's affected advertisers on a radio show, but this is back to the old, same old story, and it's effective. If you don't like somebody on the air, you go complain to the advertisers, and they don't like controversy as much as they're advertising. And, I mean, it's mostly business people
that
have no balls
that
anymore.
Right, guess who's funding that?
Probably Media Matters or something.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Democratic Party donors, that's what's fueling that.
Yeah, well, that's their right to do it. And so why doesn't somebody, I don't know how you counter it, though, under the circumstances. So the Democrats, I mean, that's all fair in love, war, and politics.
Why would he cave, though? I mean,
Hannity?
You know, if you believe that there is some information about the Seth Rich murder.
I don't think he has caved. Did he cave? I didn't hear that.
Well, he did.
He sort of did. You know, what he did was he dropped back and he punted. He's waiting. He's looking for more information before he starts to press his case again. That's what he's doing.
Now, in the meantime, he's lost some advertisers, which is distressing. Fox's ratings after O'Reilly left are one-third of what they were when he was there. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
No.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, and Victoria Keelan, going through the lists of conversational topics this week, according to Talkers Magazine, last full week of May. I always say to Richie, can you believe it, Rich? Look at where we are.
And my response to you is the closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's probably the applicability here to me and my age, it would seem. All right, so let's get to what happened in Montana. This is worth 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Here's this guy, Greg Gianforte, who the news media loves to paint. I watch the video, listen to the audio. The guy's a jerk. At least he came across that way. Whatever it was that popped his cork, you have not to be running in a situation like that and have that much anger inside of you for whatever the reason. But what angers me is the constant description by the left-leaning media of people who have money. It's always the billionaire president. What has that got to do with anything? Or the multi-millionaire congressional candidate, referencing to Gianforte, who is a tech guy. And who spent a lot of money, and there was a lot of money that came in from outside of the state.
Let me ask you something, though.
That helped him get elected. Yes, Richie.
If a reporter came barging into your office and started sticking a microphone in your face, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be laid back about it.
Me?
Now, I know you're a pacifist, so you wouldn't hit anybody or take them down, but I know you would be in their face yelling and screaming.
I don't know, because I haven't been in that. Well, that's not true. I have been in that situation. I haven't been patient, and I haven't been tolerant, and so perhaps. But
the
circumstances of the situation are such, even, I mean, listening to the guy, he was being persistent, as most jerk reporters are. So if most jerk reporters are acting this way, do we throttle them all and throw them to the floor?
I'm glad he popped him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I say okay, we ought to pop a couple more.
That must be why.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting out of control now.
That's why he won, because apparently the people in Montana agreed with that. Hey, listen, the guy was...
They have no respect. Over the zero top. Respect.
Look, you guys...
Well, so what does that mean? We're teaching
this.
Our reporters through... the way they're accepted or they gain momentum to be disrespectful. Is that what you're saying?
I heard the tape, though. What did the guy say that was so disrespectful? I mean, he's being a reporter.
He kept bringing up the American Health Care Act and saying, hey, the Congressional Budget Office has scored this and it's lame. And like, well, what are your comments on it? And the dude was just about to go on the air. He didn't have I'm sure he didn't know what to say. And he got kind of mad because he thought he was being trapped again for the billionth time. Look, what I think this is about, I don't say it's great that he, tried to beat this guy up and all that. But I think this is part of a backlash. And I've been talking about it on my podcast. That people are
evil
sick and
thoughts.
Tired.
By the way, is the name of the podcast, folks.
Thoughts. These are evil thoughts. That people, the 63 million people that voted for evil Trump, are getting sick and tired of the constant pounding that they're getting. And you mentioned it in the media, and this guy went off on it. I mean, that's what it's about.
Exactly.
But that doesn't make it okay. That's part of his job.
I'm not arguing
with the press.
Yes, it does. Pop him.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, look, we all get outraged if a celebrity punches a TMZ guy, and those guys are way worse than any regular reporter.
What's the difference? Tell me what the difference is between
because
TMZ
this guy
guys.
Was not this guy was not acting that way
they
at
are.
All.
The,
he wasn't. He wasn't. Rich.
News media is nothing different than the paparazzi that hangs outside the airport and just attacks celebrities.
But this guy wasn't doing that. This guy didn't do that.
Yeah, he was. It's the same thing.
Rich, he didn't shove a camera in the guy's face. He didn't physically accost him. He was accosted. He didn't do anything. It was completely uncalled for any physical altercation to come from this.
He deserved it.
It's completely uncalled for.
He deserved it. Hit him again.
He got 10 seconds, Joe. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's exactly right, that he didn't have the right to do it, but there's a reason why it happened. He's tapping into that anger, and the media is completely missing the point.
Time.
All right. 28 past the hour.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Conversation about what's going on in the news talk radio world. That's what happens when all of my radio stars get together with me each week to discuss the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as they listen and overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the stations and the hosts, the programs that they have, the subject matter. So let's keep going. This is sort of like the match game radio, match game AM and FM. It's Rich McFadden, and it's Joe Crummy, and it's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We've moved our way from sports to what's going on between our navies, the Chinese and the Americans, the redistricting ruling, the reporter that got sacked in Montana.
He deserved it.
I know, we got that. Number six. This one is hard. It's almost impossible. I think among us, any of us, all of us, would find it hard to put a good spin on the MS-13 situation where people from the last administration let into this country known gang members and assimilated them into society.
Update me on this. I didn't hear this. Tell me.
Well, this is
payback. Go ahead,
Jack.
Go ahead. Payback for what, Joe?
Because of all the leaks, if you take a look at the story, this story about Obama letting in 16 MS-13 members, which reflects poorly on the Obama administration, is leaked through the Washington Times, which is a conservative paper. All the other leaks that are against Trump are coming through the Washington Post, which is liberal, and the New York Times, which is liberal. I believe there are people now, once again, this is part of that backlash I was talking about a couple of minutes ago. This is a politically timed leak. People are getting mad. And they're beginning to leak now stuff that makes Obama look bad. That's what's going on.
Listen to Joe's philosophy on what's going on with people responding to the media. I think he's touched onto something here, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's the backlash. I mean, that's what the whole Montana thing is, a backlash. You've had Trump supporters who were elated that they won. They're faked out they won. You've got the left, which is really freaked out they didn't win. They've really been having a hissy fit for the last 6 months. The people that like Trump have been sitting back on their heels kind of watching it. Now they're beginning to get mad. So this latest leak, all these leaks which have been felonious, they're outrageous, are all coming through the left and the left media outlets. This latest thing that makes Obama look bad on MS-13, that is a leak coming through the Washington Times, which is a conservative paper. So now it's Leak City in Washington, and the fight is on.
Well, but I'm okay. That's part of the story. Got it.
Yeah.
And that's a story. That's sort of what they call background. When you're doing, if you were a news person, that would be a background story, part of the story. But the story itself, leak or no leak, the fact that these people were admitted and almost encouraged to assimilate into our society when everybody involved in it knew that they were bad apples, and it just brings to the surface how outrageous some of these policies have been. And then the head scratcher here is, why do you want them in this country? Do you really, you know, those people who say that Obama was bent on destroying our country? I never bought into that, but you do wonder sometimes about this stuff.
Well, we don't know that this is true. This is just a whistleblower saying this happened. All the leaks that came out about Trump, they're not all
true.
You
can follow where they all went.
You can leak anything you want.
You can follow where these kids went. They were all under, I think, the age of 18, weren't they? And they placed them.
They were all teenagers.
In homes in various cities around the country. I mean, you can check that out pretty easily.
Right, but knowing that they were in this gang, I mean, we don't know if they knew that.
Who knew that?
We're saying we don't know for a fact if the administration
knew
that.
Oh, I think it was clear.
They were placed. Yes, you can trace that. You can find out where they went. But we don't know that the administration knowingly took gang members and did this.
Oh, I think you can.
If they didn't, then how smart? Then we got a problem with vetting.
No, I think of the stuff that I saw.
We do have a problem with
vetting.
I think everyone can agree on that.
I think what I saw led me to believe that they knew exactly what was going on. I don't know where, even I read, and the story that I looked at was in the New York Times, it seemed to me, at least the first one was, which was whether it was a reprint or a reworking of the story that came in the Washington Times. I saw in a couple of news organs that would be normally sympathetic to Trump some pretty harsh words about this. So
when they were apprehended, they were known MS-13 gang members, but then they were decided to treat them as refugees.
They were referred to as refugees by the administration.
So they got refugee status.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that we can rehab them. We can make refugees great again.
Yeah, they came from difficult circumstances. You know what? I'm a little tired of hearing that from every sort. America, people come here because they need to be saved. Well, you know, there are a lot of people in America. If you watch that red ball, what was it called, Victoria?
Red Nose Day.
If you watched that this week and saw the attention that was being given not only to the youngsters outside of our country, but the millions of youngsters in this country who are without food, without clothing, without homes, you don't think we got a problem that if we are Americans, we should solve that first? Why are we helping people coming from another country when we have so much trouble with our own kids. If it was perfection everywhere and there weren't 14 million kids going to bed every night hungry, mm-hmm. and everything was perfect, I'd say, hooray, let's get them in and help them.
But
we got a lot of people here who are getting screwed over.
All everybody needs to do is to go to Ellis Island. We took our kids to Ellis Island two summers ago and the Statue of Liberty. And when you walk through Ellis Island and read each year the people that they would not let into the country, and the rules on who they would let into the country, it was pretty strict. I mean, if you even appeared to have a cold, you were gone. If you appeared to be not insane, you were gone. And they had all these crazy rules as to why you would be turned away.
So Crummy would have been turned away then.
I never would have. I
would have had a chance.
He's evil. Well, they put you in a holding area. Like, Rich is right. If you're sick, they put you in a room and they go, look, if you come out in 2 weeks and you're fine, that's great. Otherwise, you're just going to die. So get out.
Exactly. They put you on a boat back.
We'll put you back on the Titanic and send you back.
Let me tell you something. I mean, these open arms haven't always been so open. There's been rules and regulations always.
Yeah.
And now it's like those rules and regulations are under attack.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of under attack, in a moment we'll review the Trump budget, the investigation into the Trumpers, and the Trump trip. I suppose we should spend some time on the Manchester bombing as well, which is number two this week on the countdown. That's coming up after these words.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Summertime brings us outdoors, even for mealtime. Picnics are a great way to enjoy the warm weather, but some caution is necessary to keep the food safe to eat.
And if it's above 90 degrees, you really don't want that food out for more than an hour.
Mayo Clinic registered dietitian Kate Zaratsky suggests keeping food in the cooler as long as possible and placing them on ice even when serving. But which foods should you worry about?
I think it would be any foods that, especially foods that are protein rich, because bacteria likes protein. And so any foods that have protein in them are ones that you're going to want to be especially careful of.
Meats, mayonnaise, and dairy foods require extra precaution. You can pack foods into the cooler in the order you plan to serve them and use smaller containers to keep things colder. So get out there and enjoy the warm weather, but don't forget to keep your food safe. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Sit up straight, boys and girls. You're... attention is needed now as we discuss the top two items this week on the countdown. The Manchester bombing, what can you say, really, about that? It's other than they seem to have done a good job. The Queen was wonderful in talking to those who were victims. We had, I suppose, maybe the most controversial thing is that the information that was leaked, and I'm trying to figure this out. Talk about, as you were just saying a few minutes ago, Joe and Rich, leaks everywhere. It's like a boat, man. You got leaks here and leaks there, and you wonder why these people do it. What was in it for the people who leaked? All it did was kind of screw up the investigation. Why is it that people feel so insecure, or they're so needy they need to make something of themselves? So I'm going to tell you the story.
I heard is that the United States and the UK have different philosophies on how to get more information. The United States goes public with what they know so that they can get the information out there and hopefully get more tips. And the UK keeps everything kind of close to the vest while they're investigating, and that seems to be the discrepancy.
Well, I see the political lines here, that the leaks there were done to embarrass Trump, because the meme right now is that Trump loose lips sink ships and he doesn't know what he's talking about in the Oval Office, and he gave away some kind of an asset in Israel, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And again, I see the leaks. Those came through the New York Times. I read yesterday with regard to what ticked off the people in Manchester to make the Trump administration look leaky and to embarrass him. And if that's true, that's like, wow, okay.
There's a lot of stuff. It's so hard because the objectification of Trump and what he's doing and the administration has gotten so warped that it really is hard. I mean, there are things that, is he doing good things? Yep. Is he doing some bad things? Yep. Is he perfect? Nope. Is he a different sort of a guy? Yep. Is he out of his mind? I don't think so. But yeah,
he's got his moments.
Well, I don't know about that.
So anybody who runs for that office, by definition, has got to be a little out of their mind. So anyway, let's go to the trip and all the stuff. Jared is under scrutiny by the FBI. And Trump's meeting with the G7 leaders, and Germany didn't like it because Trump went sort of drilling on their trade positions, and so on and on it goes. He shoved, I love this headline, Trump shoves foreign leader in big boy diplomacy move. Really?
Did you see the video of that?
It looks like he's just toying with the guy from Montenegro. That guy.
Yeah, it looks like they were all buddies and all just kind of goofing around.
Right. It was like the headline about him with the Pope. Look at the somber face on the Pope. He doesn't like Donald Trump. Really? He's the Pope. What's he supposed to do? Smile? The Pope doesn't smile that much unless he's talking and engaging. It was a made-for-the-press. The smile on Trump's face looks stupid. And Melania and Ivanka with their black veils on. I don't know what, Victoria, did we say about that? We sort of had observations about their attire.
I bet Victoria did not like it. Let me guess. Am I wrong?
No, the opposite. I thought that they were perfectly appropriate, and Melania did a full-on carbon copy of what Jackie O did when she went to the Vatican. So I have absolutely nothing to say that's negative about that at all.
So there, Joe.
So there, Joe. Spin it.
Suck it.
All right. I thought.
You know who we haven't talked about yet this week? What the heck's going on with Kim Jong-un?
Oh, the little dumpling? I don't know. What is he doing?
What's going on with him?
Didn't he launch another missile, and this time nobody cared? I think he did. Didn't he launch another missile?
I think he's getting ready to launch himself off to Mars. That's really what I think.
I wish he would.
You know, he wants to be the first person to go to Mars and establish some sort of foothold for the North Koreans.
I got news for you. He's already there.
Can't he take someone's ticket? You know, all the people who paid $250,000 to be on the first rocket.
Give him a ticket. And
Richard Branson,
Rodman
step aside.
Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un can go have their... what do they call it?
Romance. Say that. Romance.
Send them up there.
Hey, listen, we're going to let you guys settle this whole planet. You guys get to own the whole planet.
Unless they're hermaphroditic, Richie, they won't be able to reproduce.
They don't know that.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Really?
Yeah, there is a God. That's good.
All right, so that's his name. Didn't make it. This is the first time in a long time. He didn't make it on the people list. There's no stories from North Korea about what went on this week. It's just, I think Trump needs to calm down a little bit so he doesn't grab all the headlines.
He sucks the air out of the room, doesn't he?
Right, exactly. Yep. Let's get some more info on Kim Jong-un and how many mistresses he has. Actually, he's married, I think, isn't he? He's got a child?
Sadly for that woman, yes.
It gives new meaning to the term shotgun wedding.
I think she sleeps with one eye open.
Sure, she eats well. You know, I mean, that's a country where that's a that's a factor, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the only ones that eat, though, in the county. Everybody else, they die on the street. You know, they go up and down the street with carts and pick up the dead people every morning in the capital city of North Korea. Just like,
well, yeah, and in some of those countries, if you're fat, that means you're rich because you can afford to eat.
Joe Kremy is evil. Check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Themes for a movie or a movie franchise of all times, and we played it several times this month because this is the 40th anniversary this month. A lot of people thought as the month started, May the 4th be with you, was when the movie was released, but in fact it was on this date in 1977 when the movie was actually released, May 26th, 1997, and look at how movies have changed. Was that really the first one that CGI was used?
No, there was no CGI.
No CGI
all,
in that.
All practical effects. Believe it or not, the first use of CGI ever was in, I think it was in the original Tron, and it also was used in a movie, The Last Starfighter, in 1984.
So how did they do all that stuff?
Computer. And the more computer technology is advanced,
no,
the more CGI we see.
He's talking about Star Wars. It was all models, mini models.
It was all models. It was all, yeah, it was all miniature models.
Yeah, but how they move them around and film it as
well,
they
I'm sure they used to. This is a good question. You're asking the wrong guy. Don't know the answer.
You're asking the movie guy, and you're the wrong guy?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy.
No, I mean, I've seen some special. I mean, it's basically.
You want to know about the Dirty Dancer remake, I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, the models were on a string, and the cameras moved to make the model look like it was moving even faster than it was. So it's just, it's brilliant. I mean, you look at it now, and you're like, oh, my God, how hokey that was.
If I asked you your favorite all-time Star Wars moment, what would it be, Doug?
I think when they, this is weird because I remember it. I remember many of them. But when, I think it was in the first one or the second one, they were trying to escape. The Millennium Falcon with all of the good guys were trying to escape from the war planet, whatever they call that.
Okay.
The war cloud, whatever it was. And they go down into this cavern on this planet. And they realize when they're about three-quarters of the way down there that they're inside, they've got a problem, they're inside something, and they turn around and they fly out of it, and just as they fly out of it, this monster that they were in, its head and face comes out of the planet to try to get them as they fly away. You remember that scene?
Yeah, it's a really cool scene. My favorite moment would be Darth Vader turning good, saving his son Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, how are you, Richie?
You're such a softie.
Like everyone loves that moment, right? That's such a good moment, that moment of redemption.
As good as the original three were, I have to say one of the best moments was the fight scene with,
Yoda?
No, the fight scene in the first of the second set of movies where they had the double...
Darth Maul. Yeah,
Darth Maul.
That was a good scene.
It's
actually,
a phenomenal
even
fight scene.
I also like the Wookiees when they first showed up in the woods.
I actually even though the movie was mediocre in Attack of the Clones, I do love Yoda against what's his name, Christopher Lee. That fight sequence.
Yeah,
that was really good. Also,
the worst is that Jojo Binks or whatever.
Jar Jar Binks.
The Pepsi creation.
Only me and Doug, I think. Maybe Rich will be able to answer this question. Remember the first theater you saw the original Star Wars back in 77? Me and my friend Neil took a walk from Avenue to Kings Highway to the Avalon Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York. I was 9 years old, and we saw Star Wars for the first time.
It was the same theater that I go to today. I don't have to worry about that. It's the same exact theater.
I don't remember, but it would have had to have been Wheaton Plaza in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Yeah, there you go. Well, how about you, Victoria? When were you? What's your first?
You don't want my answer, Doug.
Another 10 years away from being born.
What definition television did you first see it on?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I did see the second prequel, the bad new ones. I saw the first two of those in the theater and didn't like them, which was my first introduction to all of Star Wars. I'd never seen the originals.
That's the problem.
And I thought I would start at the beginning, and it was a mistake. But now I love all the originals. I'm totally up to date on everything now.
Well, some people have never seen... Meredith has never seen any of the first six. She saw the one from last year with me, but she never saw any and has no interest in them.
Yeah, it's interesting when they show the trailer. When they show the trailer to the next one coming out in December, The Last Jedi. You know, you watch a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and the trailers come on, and people watch the trailers and you could see they're interested. But when The Last Jedi trailer comes on, it's like you could hear a pin drop. It's something very special about Star Wars that's unlike any other movie franchise. And it's stood the test of time, unlike any other movie franchise in the history of film. It's quite amazing, actually.
All right, what's opening this weekend, Chucker?
Two movies, Baywatch, tracking at around a $23 million opening weekend. Reviews are putrid. I had a friend last night that saw it, sent me a text, and said it was an abomination and that anybody that would pay to see it is wasting their money.
There,
and then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales opens nationwide also.
Really? How much is that going to take in?
About $80 million tracking three-day opening, which is fairly solid.
Memorial Day weekend, go to the movies, 59 past the...
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.